Joining us this morning is Christine Gevert. It seems like it was just yesterday we spoke with Christine and wrapped up one season and talked about the coming of the next season. Well, the next season is here. And so Christine is here. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. Thank you again for having me, Marshall.
No problem at all, because your season opens up, as a matter of fact, this weekend at St. James Place and also in Lakeville, Connecticut.
Correct. And it's early, but we have a bit of a longer season this year. For us, it's the season year that starts in the summer. And we start out with some chamber music, which Crescendo hadn't presented in a few years, in addition to, of course, a lot of vocal music, choral music, and smaller ensemble music. So yes, this weekend and in a couple of days, you will hear harpsichord and the Baroque transverse flute, a concert with my own Baroque duo, Les Inegales, that our audiences have heard in this area. My ensemble partner comes from the Washington, D.C. area, and he studied in Europe, and we've been together as an ensemble since 1995, so we've been together for a while. And so you will hear a program with sonatas and toccatas and preludes and fugues by Corelli, by Handel, and Bach, three of the very great Baroque composers. So it's really wonderful music to listen to. It's the traverso or Baroque transverse flute is not as common or known, and is obviously the predecessor of the metal flute, and has a much warmer sound, much more flexible. The flute, it doesn't have anything above the embouchure, it just has a hole, so the player does a lot with the position of the head and the lips, makes it for a very warm and flexible sound. Also can play very fast, so it's a wonderful instrument, and it combines perfectly as a partner with a harpsichord, and we start ushering in the honoring of Wanda Landowska, who is this prominent figure who revived the harpsichord, whose death day was in the middle of August, and she always used to do a concert in Lakeville. Her partner Denise Restoute, in her memory and her tribute, in the middle of August. So we're a little bit late for the exact date, August 16, but the tribute starts in a way with this chamber music concert, and will be continued in October when Crescendo's next concert is. On October 6th, we have the privilege to hear Ladislav Klosiewicz, probably one of the world's most renowned harpsichord soloists from Warsaw, Poland, who is coming to offer a true tribute to Wanda Landowska's solo harpsichord recital, where he will play works of Johann Jakob Froberger and François-Louis Couperin. These are wonderful early Baroque musicians that are in these times where the harpsichord music, the keyboard music, starts to develop. It's very, has a lot of improvisation in it. It's, and part of the music is only sketched out, but without a composer like Froberger, whose name might not be so known, Bach and Handel, but all of the big keyboard musicians would not have been able to write. Froberger was the first one who brought together the Italian and the French styles and merged them into a style that combined tendencies from both countries. And we owe him as well. I don't know if people are familiar with the form of the suite, which is a collection of dances that are played and played together in the keyboard or orchestra or chamber ensemble. And Froberger collected these dances and gave them the form, and they always alternate a slower dance with a faster dance, so they're wonderful to listen to. The Baroque Suite was established by Johann Jakob Froberger, so quite an important composer, definitely worth to come, a wonderful sound. And then Crescendo launches into the first big choral orchestral concert in November, and called The Sound of the Trumpet, and it's based on two big composers. Henry Purcell, who's very known, is obviously English and an early Baroque composer of the 17th century. And we will do two pieces of his, a very celebratory Te Deum and Jubilar Te Deo, very praiseful, upbeat music with baroque trumpets, with period trumpets, very, very festive. And as well, a funeral music, a requiem music that was done for the death of the Queen Mary, who was his patroness. So a requiem and a jubilate. And as well, we're going to pair that with a contemporary composer's requiem and a jubilate. So the program mirrors early music, is mirrored in contemporary music, a composer from New Haven, Scott Perkins, and he composed a New England requiem, which is the requiem, the funeral music as we know it on the Latin text, but he incorporated the text of New England poets, which makes it very, very attractive and wonderfully haunting melodies. And we're going to conclude the contemporary part as well with the work of John Tavener, Sir John Tavener, a song for Athene, a wonderful choral piece that was performed at Princess Diana's funeral. So the November concert brings together early music and period instruments and contemporary music and features New England poets.
You know, it's interesting when first of all, I was reminding you we're speaking with Christine Gevert, Crescendo. They open up their season this coming weekend, the 24th at 6 p.m. at St. James Place, a beautiful place in Great Barrington. And then August 25th, a new location, actually, the United Methodist Church in Lakeville, Connecticut. Of course, worldclassmusic.org for more information and tickets. But that this is just the first concert. As you look through, this really is your busiest season ever, isn't it?
I think we have the most concerts at the moment yet. Yes, we've added these chamber music and instrumental concerts to the four vocal concerts. So yes, it is a busy season, and everything is, you can see on our website, worldclassmusic.org. Tickets are for sale. There's a season ticket. There are actually two versions of it that I have a discount as well. So you can see that what I'm telling you about the dates and venues and the concert descriptions and also ticket purchase, you can do that on our website, worldclassmusic.org. And we are very glad to be at both of these venues. St. James Place, yes, it's fantastic. And United Methodist Church is wonderful to be in town in Lakeville for this first concert. And then later on, we will be at Trinity Church in Lime Rock, as well as usual, as our audiences are used to. And so, yes, October, then we have a holiday concert and, as I say, an unholy holiday concert, because we're not going to do Christmas music, but we will feature the music of a Mexican nun, Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz. And she was truly a remarkable, remarkable person, a talented artist, writer. She was somewhat of a first feminist as well. So she wrote wonderful poetry, and she was a composer. So the program is centered around her. It was a program that we take in from a colleague, Salome Sandoval, from Boston, and now based with her ensemble, El Fuego de Fire, in North Carolina. And she brings this program to us, and we collaborate in producing it. And it is Latin American music of the early Baroque, and poetry of Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz. So you maybe can see there is a theme also this year. The poetry is strong in our programs, and there's one more where I will talk about that. This will be followed by a February concert, a midwinter concert, which we haven't done in a while as well, where we will bring to our audiences remarkable music of the late Renaissance in Italy, of the three first professional singers. So at the court of Ferrara, the composer Luzzasco Luzzaschi started writing for three women that the Duke of Ferrara, Alfonso, started to compensate for their professional services as singers, which was unheard of in those times. And this, the Court of Ferrara became very famous with this spectacular music for sopranos by Luzzasco Luzzaschi. So this program is built around this theme. A lot of his repertoire will be heard by three of our own soloists, Jennifer Tayo and Catherine Hancock, and Rebecca Palmer, who comes back from Poland to for this program, and harpsichord and organ. So you will hear Italian vocal music with vocal soloists and organ and harpsichord. And then in spring is our second big choral concerts at the beginning of April, April 6 and 7. And there we again feature a theme, and the theme is the Mystical 16. And this whole program got conceived by upon a story that in 1616, in the year 1616, a wealthy merchant survived a great peril, and in gratitude he commissioned 16 composers to write motets on the Psalm 116, which is a very big psalm of praise coming out of peril and gratitude and praise. It's a very important psalm as well for the Jewish tradition. It's one of the Hallel psalms. So it's a very, very strong theme. Music by Heinrich Schütz, who was one of the 16 composers. Schein and Praetorius will be heard, and those were very famous composers in Germany in the 17th century and beloved to anybody that loves vocal music. But we will take this a little further. We will intersperse it with earlier settings of the Psalm 16, Gregorian chant, and even Orlando di Lasso, and we're going to go and as well and feature one version of Johann Sebastian Bach, which is the cusp of all of the Baroque composers, is Johann Sebastian Bach, so his work will be featured as well. But we also will commission three works, and we're so fortunate that three poets of this area will write for us contemporary versions of this psalm. So we have contemporary poetry that we have commissioned and contemporary compositions in that program as well. And again, we're having a juxtaposition of modern and early music. That is Crescendo's choral concert in April. And we will finish in May of next year with another concert with a smaller vocal ensemble where we will feature music of two great Italian composers, Claudio Monteverdi and Carlo Gesualdo. We call this program Prince of Light and Prince of Darkness. Claudio Monteverdi was this remarkable early Baroque composer. He's called the Prince of Light. He was really a shining figure, an example for all. And he actually ended up marrying one of his soprano singers, and composed a great deal of opera as well, the first early Italian operas. And lots of people know his Vespers, but we will do sacred and secular repertoire, motets and madrigals. And Carlo Gesualdo was a composer that wrote in a very experimental style. Sometimes you think you're hearing much later music with daring harmonies that he uses, very expressive music. And his life was shrouded in tragedy and drama. It is said that he murdered his wife, and so it is quite the horror story around his life, so that's why he's called the Prince of Darkness. But his music is very, very interesting and lovely to listen to. So Crescendo Vocal Ensemble will finish the season on May 18 and 19 with works of Claudio Monteverdi and Carlo Gesualdo. And in between, we have been and are present again in the Norman Rockwell Museum. These concerts are produced by the Norman Rockwell Museum, and we're very fortunate to be back in the museum galleries, and we will offer on Thanksgiving weekend a special concert where we will perform and sing excerpts of the great work the Crescendo commissioned the previous year, Paintings and Song Visions of Norman Rockwell. And that's so nice, something to do on Thanksgiving weekend on the Saturday, November 24, People come with their guests to the wonderful Norman Rockwell Museum and hear live music and hear the music based on Norman Rockwell's paintings composed by John Myers, local composer of the Berkshires, of part of at Simon's Rock College. So Crescendo is able to repeat. If you missed the premiere in 2017 of the work, do come and bring your guests and your friends in November of this year. So that is our season. We were also present at the beginning of August already in the museum with a showing of a video of our premiere. So our collaboration with the museum is something we treasure.
Well, it's Crescendo season, but once again, it's starting this weekend, August 24th at 6 at St. James Place in Great Barrington, and the 25th at 4 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Lakeville. Worldclassmusic.org. Tickets and information, that's worldclassmusic.org. And if you're interested in what they do before you go, they've got a YouTube channel as well. Christine, always great to speak with you, and good luck on a great and full season.
Thank you so much for having us again, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Christine Geverett, worldclassmusic.org, for Crescendo on the web.